Gardening with Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.
It's a Wednesday afternoon, and someone tells me it's raining where we are at the moment. Hello, Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World. How are you?
Hello. I'm really good. I'm down on the Central Coast, and I must say it's certainly not raining down here.
Yeah, I just got a message from my wife saying on the way home, be careful, it's raining really, really heavily.
Yeah, well, I did look on the radar not that long ago, and there's some quite heavy patches, but little small blobs on the radar. So, yes, there's certainly none down this way.
We're talking about what to do in the garden this weekend for gardeners, for the people who favour getting out in the garden for, I suppose, for a hobby, for some exercise, just because they love gardening. This is a great time of year to start planning what you want to do for the rest of the year with your garden.
Oh, look, it's a fabulous time of year. And for all those people that don't want to battle with the traffic and the weather and all those things that you normally do at Easter, stay at home in the nice, peaceful garden. There are so many things you can do. Look, I've got them in point form. The first thing is your lawn. Now, let's face it, at this time of year, Easter every year, we get inundated with people with lawn grubs. Seems to be around this time of year that all those little moths come in and they lay their eggs in the lawn overnight, and then all of a sudden a week later you get thousands of these little lawn grubs pop up. Now, remember that one female little moth can lay up to 500 eggs a night, so that's why when you get quite a few little moths floating around your lawn of a night, that's why you get so many at once. So the first thing I would tell everybody to do when they had a chance, go out with the old bucket of soapy water late in the afternoon, or maybe a wet towel overnight. And as soon as you lift that up the next morning or you pour that soapy water, if there's any lawn grubs in that lawn, they will come up. Now, it seems to be this time of year every year. There is moisture in the ground. It's ideal time for those little moths to do their job. And of course, as I tell everybody, if you're a really good gardener and you have a lovely lawn, these things will always go to the best restaurant in the street. They will always go to the five-star service. So if you have a lovely green lawn, you're probably the most likely one to get them. Now, there's a fantastic product called Dead Grub. You use it twice, 1 to 2 weeks apart. That will clean those up for you. After that, the best thing, and if you don't have any, if you're lucky enough not to have any, the other thing you can do with your lawn this long weekend is give it a good feed. Now, whether you trim it back a little bit lower than normal and top dress, or whether you leave it a little bit longer, which you tend to do at this time of year, leave it up one notch through winter and just give it a good feed with a good lawn food. But now is the time to do that. So that should get your lawn, and the reason I say this is because the thickest lawn through winter is the one that comes out at the other end with the least amount of weeds. Weeds will always be opportunistic, and they will take up the holes where a lawn is bare. So the best thing you can do at this time of year is get it as thick as possible before the cold weather sets in. Another fantastic thing you can do over this long weekend is trim things. If your plants are a little bit out of whack and they're hanging out all over the place and they need a bit of a trim up, get them trimmed before winter, because they're only going to get worse through the colder months. You can't trim through winter unless it's something like a rose, you know, which you trim while they're bare. Other than that, give them all a nice trim up. If they're neat when you go into winter, you've got a better chance that they'll be relatively neat when they come out of winter. And that's really quite important. Feeding just about everything, from the lawn to the garden. This is your last chance to give it all a good feed before the cold weather comes in. Whether you're feeding the veggie garden or you're feeding your row of shrubs or a hedge, now is the time to feed everything. You can use, I love a product that Searles have brought out called 5-in-1. It's a natural product. It's a pellet, and I love natural products. They're still the best ones to use on your plant. So whether you use that or an organic booster or a dynamic lifter or a blood and bone or a cow manure, if it's natural and it's organic, now is the best time to get it on before winter. So that's a really, really good idea. I love that idea. The next thing you can do is plant something. Everybody knows that Easter or going into autumn is a fantastic time to plant plants, to get them established before winter so that when spring comes, they take off. You know, plants generally take 2 to 3 weeks to get established before they start to move. So, of course, if you did it now, when spring comes, they'll start to move straight away rather than have that gap when you first put them in. Feed, you know, all sorts of things. Plant them, get them all established. Plant a hedge, plant a veggie garden, a herb garden, and we'll probably talk more about them next week. But a herb garden is a great thing to get started at this time of year. Get some lovely fresh herbs through winter. But planting, fantastic time. Most nurseries do their thing over the long weekend. They all tend to have sales. We've got a fabulous sale coming up over the Easter long weekend, 25% off plants. So it is the best time, apart from buying them at a good price. Weather-wise, there's moisture in the ground. There's still a bit of warmth. Get those plants in the ground. Get them growing. Get them through winter. And then when spring comes, they will just automatically take off.
I have a question to ask you about grass.
Yes. Sorry about that. I just kept going. I don't think you got a word in.
That's fine. I mean, that's wonderful. I sit back and listen to what you've got to say. It's terrific. Mate, honestly, can I say to you, the best guest is the guest that you ask one question and they just keep going.
Okay, very good.
That's the best guest to have, let me tell you. Can I ask you a question about...
your question?
A question about grass.
Yeah.
What happens if your grass at this time of year, what happens if someone comes along and mows your grass way too short so that after they have left, they leave you with brown grass at this time of year? They've mowed it. Before they started mowing, it was beautiful and green, but they've just put the mower down way too far and they have just ruined your lawn because it's now just all brown. What do you do?
You either there is products that you can use. There's one called there is a fantastic product that they make now, which is in a ready to use. You stick it on the end of the hose. Lawn Rescue. That's the name I was looking for. Lawn Rescue. Lawn Rescue is a fabulous product that they use for exactly those purposes. If you get a scorching weekend and you happen to be away and the lawn has browned off, you get a hideous frost in the middle of winter and the lawn has burnt off, you have somebody come in and scalp it, Lawn Rescue is a great liquid product. Being a liquid product, it works the quickest. You stick it on the end of the hose and you give it a good blast with that. The other thing, of course, you can do is give it a very light top dressing. Now, a top dressing with a good fertilized top dressing, like that rocket top dressing, the one that's got everything in it. Give it a light top dress with that, because when you do a light top dress, you generally scalp the lawn a little bit lower than normal anyway. So a nice light top dressing, a 10 to 15 mil, quite light in the old scale, for people like me, the old half an inch, over the top of the worst patches. Give it a good water in. That will bring it up as quick as possible before winter. The answer is, do something before the cold weather. As soon as you get to about the middle of May, it's too late. The cold weather will come in. No matter what you try and do, you can't get that grass to regrow. So the answer is, get it to regrow and sprout up as quick as possible. It won't have hurt the roots. It literally just scalps the top off. So a light top dress or this fabulous product that the lawn people do called Lawn Rescue, stick it on the end of the hose, go out there, run it over the whole lot, and I'll guarantee you it will look better in 2 to 3 weeks. You know, everybody's had that bad haircut where it's been scalped and you look at it and you think, my God, I'm never going back there again. But usually in about 3 to 4 weeks, it's all regrown and you can go somewhere else. So my answer to that is do something as quick as possible while the weather's like it is. The Easter long weekend, fabulous time to get your lawn back to normal again.
What will happen to your lawn if you do nothing but water it?
It'll take a lot longer to come back.
Right.
Which in spring wouldn't be a problem. But at this time of year, you've got more chance of it ending up worse because the cold will come in. You may get an early frost. That will burn it off even more. And right back at the beginning, as I said, you've got a problem with a struggling lawn or with a lawn with bare patches. The most opportunistic things are weeds. You will end up, if you leave it and it takes too long to come back, you will end up with a lawn in spring absolutely chock-a-block full of weeds. And then you'll spend a fortune on weed killers trying to get rid of everything and starting again. So my thing would be to try and avoid all that. Get a nice thick lawn as quick as possible before about the middle of May. So probably 4 to 6 weeks' time, you want to have it. Try and get it back as thick and green as you possibly can.
Should I pay that person who mowed the lawn and ruined it?
I would get them to come back and fix it.
Yeah, never mind.
I'd get them to top dress it.
Never mind. Dear. Gavin, it's lovely as always talking to you. You're working over the weekend?
Yes. I had my usual Friday. Well, Friday we're closed, of course, being Good Friday, but I'll have my usual Friday and Saturday off and then back at Warners Bay, I think 9 o'clock on Sunday morning.
Ready for the people to turn up. Remember, it's 25% off all plants this weekend at Lee Rowan's Garden World. They have two locations. And Gavin, what are those locations?
Yeah. Head office, bottom of Hillsborough Road at Warners Bay, 381 Hillsborough Road, and down here at Arimba at 72 Pacific Highway, about an hour south of there, right on the freeway coming down to Sydney.
You're a good man. Have a nice Easter. Thank you for
you too.
Everything you do, and we'll talk to you next Wednesday.
We will. Excellent.
Excellent. Very good. Were you cracking a yolk?
Oh, I was.
All right. See you, mate. Bye-bye.